language. The person is, today is not here in town. So those who are unable to understand English, the neighbor should translate them. Ishwari Mataji, ninge, anga ukarunga. Last idhil, anga variya varthurukku thaan theriyadhe, inga namba Saravananukku Srinath Prabhu, ninge pakkathu ukarunga. Then everybody can understand my English. There's no problem. So we are in level 2. Level 2, what is the title? Can anyone tell? You don't tell. Anyone can tell what is the level 2?
Path of purification. Path of purification. Level up.
Second, that's okay. The lesson, path of purification is the level 2. Very first lesson in that, that is 5. Fifth lesson totally. That one, what is the title of that one? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody accept that one? The statement? Anyone has any problem in that one, understanding? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that one, part 1. What was the part 1? Last week we finished. That one? Source of everything. What is the source of yours? Your source? Your source?
Krishna.
No, your source. You means what? If you consider you means soul, then who is the source?
Krishna.
If you consider you are the body, your body, then the source of your body is parent, father. At least as we are in Krishna consciousness, we should understand that we are not the body, we are the soul. Otherwise there is no difference between ours and materialists. We always consider ourselves as souls. This is just like exercise. Let us consider x is equal to a. In algebra we solve the problems now. X, y, z. We are unable to solve the problems. Then we consider like this. X is equal to a, y is equal to b, z is equal to c. And we do all the thing. In the last, we replace them. Like that one, now in Krishna consciousness, we also consider ourselves, whether we realize it or not, we consider ourselves as a soul. Then after you realize that you are really soul, then the problem gone. You need not consider, that's the fact has come out. You realize that one. Isn't it? Try to be on the platform of soul. Isn't it? In fact, the soul can only enjoy. What is the property of the soul? The properties of the soul? One, please, sir. That's the properties. So I already tell before answering, you just think thrice. Sat Chit Ananda. In that one, which is the maximum one? Ananda. Ananda is enjoyment. Enjoying. Everybody wants to enjoy. Even the just born baby also. He wants to enjoy. If you give anything, he just keeps in mouth. The enjoyment is the taste also. Through the tongue we will taste, isn't it? If anybody controls the tongue, then he is controlling more things. Even the senses also he can control. Belly, genitals. So the controlling the tongue is very, very important. And enjoyment means through the soul. That is the permanent enjoyment. Enjoyment. The title today's second one, part two, the title is The Supreme Enjoyer. Sorry, I didn't tell that one. The first part's name is The Source of Everything. Second one, today we are seeing The Supreme Enjoyer. Isn't it? So enjoyer means, I told that enjoyment through the soul will be permanent, but not the body. Isn't it? So what is the difference between the enjoyer and the supreme enjoyer? Why you have to say supreme enjoyer? Enjoyer is not enough?
Nobody is higher than
the person who is enjoying. Anything else?
Unlimited
enjoyment. Unlimited also I don't consider the appropriate answer. Unlimited means anyone can come in the competition. We cannot choose any supreme person in that one.
Ultimate,
that's good. And he told something, no? What? Over him, above him. That's also okay. Enjoying more than them, that is also not that much appropriate. So a supreme means those who are the enjoyers. They also become enjoyed. The supreme means one who can make the enjoyer enjoyed. You should understand the difference between enjoyer and enjoyed. You understand the point? This is little difficult. Enjoyer and enjoyed. The mother serving the son, the baby son. Mother serving the baby son, baby boy, isn't it? So in that one, who is the enjoyer actually? Baby, not mother. Mother is serving. Baby is served. He is the enjoyer. Mother is enjoyed. See how much pleasures he is getting by feeding. This one, the food baby, the babies normally they don't accept. But she tactfully feeds and is accepting, mother becomes very, very happy. In this one, the baby is enjoyer and mother is enjoyed. Both are having the same amount of enjoyment. Isn't it? So the supreme enjoyer is, there are so many enjoyers, isn't it? All think that I am the enjoyer. But Krishna make them enjoyed. It means Krishna make them also to serve Krishna. Those who are serving, they are enjoyed. Those who are served, they are the enjoyer. It's very simple. Isn't it? Those who are serving. So all our Prabhus, they are enjoyers or enjoyed? All our Prabhus, they may say that I have the musket, I have this one, I have any money, I am the enjoyer. They are enjoyed or enjoyer?
Enjoyed.
They are enjoyer?
Enjoyed.
Enjoyed or enjoyer?
Enjoyed.
Enjoyed. You are correct, you are sure, isn't it?
Sure.
So, in this way, we have to understand that who is the supreme enjoyer? Krishna.
ultimate, we may call so many enjoyers. My boss is enjoying, we are struggling hard. All the workers in the factory, we can say, he is coming and sitting in the AC room, we are struggling hard from morning till late night. Now, why we should do like that? Let us have one strike. Take red flag, Lal Janda. Isn't it? Deepavali means that's all. Before Deepavali, all the things, they go on strike. Isn't it? So this way, we should understand the supreme enjoyer. We should think that one. Which is better for us? Being enjoyed is better. Being enjoyed is the better. Is it correct? Because you have some knowledge of Krishna consciousness, you are telling that one. But in outside, if you go and ask anyone, they tell, I want to enjoy, I want to be enjoyer. Isn't it? In this Krishna consciousness, is there any chance for anyone to become enjoyer? Think twice and answer me. He is nodding his head immediately, instantaneously. In Krishna consciousness, in the service of Krishna, is there anyone enjoyer? Gurus are enjoying? When you become guru, then you know that one. Now you are not guru, that's why you do not know the position of your guru. They never enjoy. They never enjoy. What we can say rather? They are not the enjoyer. Rather, what we can say then? No. In this enjoying, using that word and similar to that one, they are relishing. That is the correct word we should understand. You cannot say, I went to that picnic along with my guru and we enjoyed that. That word is actually making us dismissed in devotional service. No one in Krishna consciousness, in the service to Krishna, can enjoy anything. But they can relish. What does it mean? Relishing means? We cannot say enjoyer, but they are relishing. You know the spelling, no?
R-E-L-I.
Isn't it? Relishing. We cannot say that I enjoyed your lecture, Prabhuji. Many people, they say, enjoyer means only one enjoy, that's Krishna. We have to say relishing. Relishing means what? When we were in spiritual world, we had the taste that time. After coming to this world, we forgot all those things. Now we are relishing that one. Earlier we enjoyed. You understand the point? Relishing means after a gap of long time, you are enjoying the same thing again. That is called relishing. So a devotee cannot say that I enjoyed your program, I enjoyed my picnic, I enjoyed this, I enjoyed that one. This has no sense. That's not. I relished. I remember my those days. Isn't it? So everyone wants to enjoy. Here you see, we had the desire. What the desire? We want to enjoy without Supreme Father Krishna. But that is impossible. Isn't it? Because the sole property is to enjoy ananda, blissful. So that seeks actually, how can I enjoy? But in relishing also, that is the enjoyment. But in Goloka Vrindavana itself, we have the desire that we want to enjoy without Krishna. That is impossible. That's why instantaneously we are dropped to this material world. Isn't it? So, how Krishna made the impossible, that is separating the soul from Krishna?
Through Maya.
That's why he is using Maya in this material world. Because of the influence of Maya, we are thinking there is no Krishna. Sometimes they are thinking themselves Krishna and Radha. Today the tune is also like that one. Today tuning, that is in Hindi also, is there in Tamil also, I think so. But I remember that is in Telugu movie Santi Nivasam. That's very old. I was very, very small boy like this. That time I saw that movie. You understand? Krishna can do anything. Please understand the point. That's why Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do impossible also possible. For him there is no impossible things. We wanted to have a separation from Krishna and danger. Krishna is allowing. In that way he put the three modes here. We are all enjoying. Considering I am the enjoyer, I am this, I am that. Many people, they do not know this one, the secret. Why we have been given this material body? Because of the influence of Maya, we are all thinking that we are our bodies. Maya Devi is telling, my dear son, come on my lap. This is everything meant for you, your enjoyment. She is actually making us to forget the real supreme enjoyer and makes us to understand that you are the supreme enjoyer. This is meant for you. So this nature, you see, the nature is completely controlled by Maya. On the direction of? That's very, very important. Last class you must have seen that question, isn't it? As though the Maya is controlled by Krishna, the activities of Maya and Krishna both
are different.
I ask, both are the same. But your answer is wrong. Isn't it? So this way, the Krishna wants to trick up. Please understand. Read twice, think thrice, then write once. Before writing once, you have to read twice, think thrice. So hereafter also the exams are going to be like that only. Please be little careful. So the Krishna is putting the Maya Devi, and she is very, very perfect. No one is as good as Maya. That's why Maya is always victorious. All the human beings are defeated with Maya. Isn't everybody can accept this one? We are all defeated by Maya. We are thinking that we are the body. How best I can take? If you watch even the TVs, listen to radio, everything is telling how best you can maintain your body. No advertisement is telling about your soul. Isn't it? You can take even media, the paper, newspapers, there are so many advertisements about the cell phones, TVs, sound system, this, that and all, everything only for the body. Nothing is giving for the soul. Isn't it? How to entertain your soul, how to enlighten your soul, that's not at all there. Because they do not know. They all know that you are nothing but your body. So even in the schools, they are teaching that one only. Isn't it? They are not teaching. Yesterday I saw in one of the TV program, in the schools also, they are making the students go away from the truth, from religion. religious songs and all, earlier they used to play, isn't it? Nowadays that is not there, no? Isn't it? The education is also making us to think that you are the bodies. It is not telling the truth. No? That's why the problem. And ladies, those days they were not educated that much. Huh? Now they are also educated, no? So they are also become misguided. That's why the totality become misguided. Earlier, at least the ladies were not going even outside after maturity. Huh? Isn't it? But now, because of the ladies total gone against the laws of nature. So all got bewildered now. Everyone is thinking, I am my body. How best I can make my body happy. And one more beauty, how Krishna designed this body, you see. The body gives instantaneous pleasure. The body is... So what the thing here, I have been telling you that we are how many levels of human being, not human being, living entities? 84 lakhs, isn't it? Living entities. In that one, 0 to 80 lakhs, they are up to animals. In that one, what Krishna has done? What Krishna has done? There is no action and reaction for them. They have no action and reaction. It means that Krishna is allowing them, you enjoy as per your desire. Because we wanted to enjoy, no? That's why we come here. We thought Krishna we wanted to enjoy. So Krishna is allowing us for 80 lakh levels without giving us reaction. Any action you do, there is only pleasure only. Of course, one is enjoying means another is suffering in that one. The lion is killing means the killed is suffering. That is there. We cannot do that one. Yes, because according to our desires, each body, each material body is expert to give you the maximum pleasure for that particular desire of yours. According to your particular desire, you have been given that particular body. You understand? From that particular body, you have no action and reaction. So you have to come in the revolution. In that evolution, you have to start from that one, you are coming. In between, you cannot say that, oh, I want to jump over to the human being. You have to come all the way. That's why we say that it's very, very rare to get the human body. Once we get, we have to be very, very careful. That's why Krishna, after 80 lakhs, he asked us to enjoy like anything, to your contentment. But after coming to the last four, there he has given us independence. In that independence, the intelligent person use that independence to know the truth. Who is the real enjoyer? Whether me or somebody else? This one, the animals cannot understand. Please understand. What is the difference between the animals and the human being? What is the sloka? What is the difference between? What is that one? Yesterday you told, today you are unable to tell. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samanyam etat pasubi naranam. Dharmhomi esam adhiko visesho dharmam hihina pasubi samana. The independence, the last 4 lakhs living beings has given the independence. In that independence we should know what is my dharma. But all these 80 lakhs, it has no chance. The dharma. The dharma of the sugar is, sugar candy is sweetness. Isn't it? So dharma of human being is
serve.
To serve, and then one more is also there. To serve and to serve. That is not the properties. Property of the home. We are doing two things. You serve and then serving only?
Not
relishing. Serving only, I have been telling that one. Serving. Serving is pleasing also, of course. You act also. You action. Serving is that's the action. You have to act. Serving means the action. Now, as they are telling, the action should please the person whom we are serving. And what you will get in back in turn? If you are serving someone, what you are getting back? We are also happy. We are also pleased, isn't it? As we are serving, but nowadays we cannot see. Some guests comes means why they have come. I am serving them. This is very troublesome for me, burden to me. Like that we are thinking. That's why we are having more and more problems. But if we do serving them very nicely, pleasingly, then we don't feel any burden. Do you understand? So some unwanted people came and we are serving them, then we are not happy. If you go that from the saturation point, serving home, you will never get disappointed. You are all happy. You can serve your mother, your father, your teacher. You will have different level of satisfaction. Isn't it? If you serve your mother and you are serving your friend, there is difference. Isn't it? That's why we do not know to whom we have to serve. We are trying. I am working for that company. They are giving me some salary. That's not satisfactory for me. I am serving that one. It's mostly all we people, we can realize this point. It's better for me to jump over to some other company. You understand? So he has not come to the saturation point where he can get a constant pleasure, enjoyment, relishing. You understand that point, no? As we are changing our bosses also, keep on changing the bosses. But ultimately, everybody can understand only one thing. If he serves Krishna, that is the saturation point. How it is? Can anyone tell? You are serving your boss. He is giving you 80,000 a month salary. Isn't it? You are happy, of course. But in that point, you are not getting one thing. But if you serve Krishna in the same spirit, that's a saturation point. How it will be? But still 80,000 also is not enough for you. You are trying to see, if I can get 1 lakh, it will be very nice. You are trying. But if you do the same service to Krishna, you will never go for anyone else. That's the saturation point. How you can understand this point? Can anyone please?
Your soul is happy.
When you are serving your boss who is giving you 80,000 a month and granting you 15 casual leaves a year, 30 tribulations. You can encash your money. You are not happy, your soul is not happy then.
So bodily needs.
Anyhow, that I am not telling about your bodily or your soully. Huh?
Serving Krishna is our constitution.
But this okay, but I am not getting the exact answer for this one. How we can say that one by rendering service to Krishna, we come to the saturation point. You understand my point? You can serve anyone, this boy, this boy. This boy is millionaire today, I love him. Next day I am seeing a billionaire, I forget this fool millionaire, I am catching that billionaire. And next time trillionaire is coming, I am catching him.
Are you seeing the supreme enjoyer in this case?
No, even better. I do not know what is the topic. I may think that Krishna, even beyond Krishna also there is one person. If I serve him, I may be more happier than serving Krishna. But Krishna is the last point, saturation point in serving, and you are getting the maximum relishment how you can enjoy place. If I tell, everyone will crack, scratch you up. No. Your part, everybody is part and parcel. Even the pupil, the dog which is barking, it's also part and parcel.
He's having all the opulences in full. Six opulences in full.
No, I know that one is one person is more than, greater than Krishna. You do not know. No, this I think so, even serving Krishna, that is limited. There may be more than that. Okay, I do not want to waste time, I am telling. Okay? By rendering service to Krishna, what we can say? Bhaktya mam abhi janati. What does it mean? If you serve me, you can understand me as I am. Once you understand Krishna as He is, you understood that He is the Supreme Person, there is no one beyond Him. Matta parataram na anyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. You serve your boss, you do not understand anything, how much money He is keeping inside. How is His behavior? Your boss is not going to reveal you anything of His. But Krishna, when you absolutely, without expecting anything, with all your love and devotion serve Krishna, Krishna is revealing to you as Krishna is. It's not the topmost? You understand? So serving others is good. But the best is to serve Krishna. With love and devotion. Patram pushpam palam toyam ye me bhakta payakshati. Tadaham bhakti upakratam asnami prana. I can offer anything to anyone, but he should accept it now. Many lecturers are there, they are giving so many lectures. But all the audience should observe that one, no? In a class, in colleges and all, in one section, 100 students are there. Lecture is one. Same lecture for all 100 students. All are not getting the same marks. Isn't it? So this is the our own. How much we can consume. Conceive, isn't it? In that way, Krishna, if you serve Him with love and devotion, He accepts that one. Your service is accepted. All the students are not accepting what I am giving, what I am delivering them. You got the point? One is getting 80 marks, another is getting 40 marks, another is getting only 20 marks. He only consumed only 20% of my lecture. That 80% he absorbed, most of the lecture. You got the point? I am doing something, The purpose should be served for that, no? For every action there is some purpose. We cannot think that my time is, I have to give lecture from 68, my time is over. That's no good, huh? I am taking 2 hours of others, how best I can give them love of God. Isn't it? If they are not taking, they are not receiving the love of God, what I am giving, what the lecturer, is there any meaning for that lecturer and the lecture? Do you understand? So if we are doing something and Krishna is accepting that one, that's why he is revealing himself, that the topmost. In other words, we cannot find what is Krishna. We cannot know what is Krishna. Huh? Even your guru cannot tell who is Krishna, what is Krishna. But Krishna himself reveals. Huh? Many gurus, we do not know whether they have seen the truth or not, but the sloka is there. If they have seen the truth, they should show the truth to their disciples. You understand? So this way, we have to understand the absolute truth, Krishna. Once you understand Krishna, there is no problem for you. There is no? Sorry?
Problem.
Problem. Better answer. If you completely understood Krishna, if the sun has come here, completely without any clouds covering sun, there is no Maya. Very correct. He understood that. If you completely, thoroughly understood Krishna as Krishna is, then even the Maya cannot touch you. That's the topmost. Huh? As we do not know what is Krishna, just like that we are telling, I know Krishna. He's playing with all. It's that much only we know. We do not know completely Krishna. Because Krishna not revealed himself to me. That's why I do not know. When he will reveal to me? When I sincerely, wholeheartedly, from the core of my heart, I do service. Without expecting anything. Then Krishna is pleased. Then he will think that he is my confidential. He is my confidential servant. So let me reveal. You are no one of the bosses that reveal that one. No? Even to CEO, they are not revealing how much I kept inside my cupboard. Isn't it? But Krishna is going to, because he get that confidence from you. You totally devoted to me. So I am also totally devoting to you. Huh? So that person is the supreme enjoyer. And we are the thinking that I am enjoying this, I am doing this. I am very tasty one, I am enjoying. Tirupati laddu, very, very nice. How many times we want to eat only? But we never understand what is Balaji, what is Layad Gondalwada, Venkatramana, Venkateswara. We do not know completely. Isn't it? That's why Krishna is telling, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwara. In this world, everyone is working, serving and loving. These are the two qualities. Please understand. No doubt. No? Serving, the second one is loving. Sorry. By serving, we should get the love. Otherwise, the unwanted guests coming and we are serving by force. That's no good. Serving and loving. Isn't it? Krishna is very nicely in Bhagavad Gita telling that Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. One more sloka is also. Can anyone tell that one? If you are not satisfying Krishna or Vishnu, you are going to get bounded to this material world. Yajnartat karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. So these are very, very nice slokas. It tells that one, any action in this world, this bhumi is called karma bhumi. Very correct. Everyone is doing some action. Without doing any action, no one can stay here. That action should please Krishna, Vishnu, Vishnu Tattvas. Otherwise, it is going to fetch us reaction. Reaction means we are bound to this material world. Our action is not pleasing Krishna, we have to face the reaction for that. For that we have to take one more birth. This is sloka Krishna is telling, anything you do, even you offer to demigod, the demigod is not going to enjoy that one. I am only the enjoyer. You are a fool without having proper understanding. You are offering that one to demigod. You understand? Ultimately, we don't know. That's why we are offering to demigod. But demigod is not such a fool to enjoy that one. The demigod takes that one to Krishna. The demigod never enjoys that one without giving to Krishna. Demigods also perfect servants. Perfect servants. Their portfolio is to facilitate the public with material boons. Material boons, anything they require, you have to supply them. Isn't it? They are very, very nice. They do. For that one also they have to do yagna, sacrifice. Otherwise they don't provide even that one. Nowadays we are seeing that one. No rains. They are not doing yagna properly. So Indra is not happy. Varnadeva is not happy. We are not getting enough rains and the water is shortage. Isn't it? So, if Krishna is telling, I am the source of all, I am the bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. If you want to enjoy, try to become enjoyed. You don't try to become enjoyer. If you try to become enjoyer, you will never be happy. If you try to become enjoyed, enjoyed means try to serve Krishna. No, without Krishna I want to enjoy. That the enjoyer. You got the point? Anyone who is not offering to Krishna and eating for their own sense gratification, they are eating only sin. Isn't it? Those who are offering to Krishna first, what they are eating? They are eating only the mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? Mercy is going to purify us. The sin is going to
bind us.
Contaminate us. Is going to end, giving the entanglement. Binding. Isn't it? There is no liberation. So anything that we do, that results is in fact enjoyed by Krishna. We are not understanding that point. We all think I am doing this one for my family maintenance. Isn't it? 1,000 times I told that don't think like that and you want to. You are not working and getting the salary to maintain your family. Isn't it? 1,000 times I told. Don't try to become enjoyer. Try to become enjoyed. Means you are doing the service to please Krishna. You are enjoyed. And how much Krishna is pleased, that much pleasure you will also get. But if you think that I want to enjoy my work results, you are going to suffer. As a duty, we have to work. Is it? We cannot think that, oh, I have 5 children, how best I can maintain them. I want to struggle hard like donkey 24 hours. Huh? Many people do like that also. Huh? Part-time job, this job, that job. Huh? So many ways. But they are not happy. They cannot be happy. The happiness is given by Krishna when you give happiness to Krishna. In return only you will get. Huh? Why? Why like that one? Why? Why? Only if Krishna gives, that only you are going to get. What is that one? You are all absent-minded. Huh? I don't know.
That's
not the real answer.
Source of everything. Krishna is the source of everything.
No, that's not a better answer. Why you are not? If somebody, your boss is giving something, that's only the temporary. If Krishna gives, that is the best. You are trying to maintain your family, that's not good. No? But if Krishna is maintaining your family, that's the best. How? Please, sir. To begin with my lecture, I told you all these points. That's not the correct answer. This is the myself. If my boss giving, I'm not that much happy. If Krishna is giving, I'm very, very happy.
Soul.
If Krishna gives something that is touching the soul, when the soul is happy, you are happy. When the body gives you happy, you are not permanently happy. I told in the beginning itself. Please, sir. Your boss cannot give you happiness to the soul. He can give only the body. If you are telling that I am going to leave the job, I am going to job. Oh, no. You are drawing now 80,000. I am going to give you 90,000, sir. Isn't it like that only you will tell? You understand the point? There is the connection between the soul and Krishna. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna. That we are forgetting. In this material world, we are forgetting that point. We are trying to happy through the body. It will never come to the saturation point. Only Krishna can do that one. That one is going to touch our soul. If the soul is pleased, it is in Sat-Chit Ananda position. Isn't it? It's not nice? So easily you can understand on this point. So we cannot think, that's why I told you, let us consider ourselves, we are not the body, we are the souls. From the beginning I told, hereafter at least think like that one. As long as you think that you are the body, cannot get the correct answer. Isn't it? So, those who want to enjoy in this material world, they cannot be happy. The material world, anything that is existing in this material world, that is alluring us, it is attracting us. Please come and enjoy. How Krishna designed this material world, you see? Very, very nice prasadam, if some Mataji prepares. Very, very nice. Everyone is enjoying. But what is the reason behind that one? No one knows. How it is very, very nice. In that one, the appropriate amount of salt is there. Isn't it? The salt is little more or little less also, it is not going to give you that much taste. But we are unable to see the salt. If you just stir that one thoroughly, where is the salt, where is the salt, where is the salt, we don't see. It is not apparent. But that is the only the cause to give the maximum taste for that food. Isn't it? For that item. In the same way, Krishna made this material world, each and everything is alluring. But if you find out that one, we cannot see who is the maker of that one. Who prepared that one. We cannot understand. Isn't it? What is the sloka? Mayi sarvam idam pratham sutre manigana iva. If I tell the first two lines that you would have told, Mata Bharatrava. That's why I didn't tell you that one. Mayi sarvam idam pratham sutre manigana iva. The beads and all looking very, very nice. The beauty is there because of the presence of the thread. So all the things in this material world are alluring. That alluring thing is because of the hidden hand of Krishna. The hidden hand of Krishna. The person who can perceive the hidden hand of Krishna, he understands it thoroughly. For him, one who understands that one, he understands Krishna. He is never perish. What is that one? Name Bhakta Pranesh. Who is the friend of Krishna?
Arjuna.
Friend means you reveal everything to him, no? That's the friend. We may have so many friends, but everyone may not reveal ours, isn't it? So they are not that much friends, isn't it? If some close friend is there, we reveal everything to him. Isn't it? Is it correct or not? So here Krishna is telling, Name Bhakta Pranesh. Who is that Bhakta? Here, you referring? Who is that Bhakta? It means what? He knows everything about Krishna. He sacrificed everything of his to Krishna. Krishna revealed himself to that person. You understand? That person will never perish. We are claiming, I am also devotee of Krishna for 20 years. I have to fight this boy, that boy, this devotee, that devotee. Why Krishna is making this one? Why they don't understand? It means they are the devotees of Krishna. Please understand yourself. Chant and be happy. I am not happy. So I did chanting. Chant and be happy. I am not happy, Baba, but I am chanting. Is it chanting?
No.
So, Name Bhakta Panishati. My devotee will never perish, but so many devotees are perishing. What does it mean? That you understand, no? So, now you try to become devotee. Yeah? You do such a service that Krishna is revealing to you. This one, even your guru cannot reveal about Krishna to you. Krishna is going to guide you. Sorry, guru is going to guide you. But we have to do our own. Isn't it? It is not that one that's going to come upon us. Isn't it? So this way, we should understand in this material world, I am the part and parcel of Krishna. I am having the wrong desire, unwanted desire, unfavorable desire that I want to enjoy without my Supreme Father. So I have to try to please my Supreme Father. Any action I do, he should please Krishna. Yad karosi, yad sadnasi, yad devasi. Isn't it? One more thing is, the four things Krishna is telling, can anyone tell? The four things. You pay obeisances to me. Very correct. Man mana bhava mad bhakta. Madhyaji mam namaskar. Isn't it? So this is a very nice that Krishna is telling. Always think of me. Isn't it? You may think even anything that fan also. In that also you have to see the hidden hand of Krishna. How Krishna is a beauty. That beauty of Krishna is coming here as the electricity. Without the electricity, how beautiful the fan is, it has nowhere. The value is there because of the power. Power from powerhouse. Isn't it? That source is Krishna. Like that one, we have to understand, we have to see Krishna in everyone, everything, everywhere. Krishna is really there, but we are not seeing. Our eyes are not anointed with the love of God. If you accept the love of God, then we can be able to see. So then we don't feel like enjoying anything. We want to give that enjoyment to Krishna. It is not that on February 14th I want to please my lover. This year, I do not know next year who will be my lover. Isn't it? So it is like that one. But the best lover is only one lover. Who is that lover? Krishna. Huh? Every February 14th, if you offer with love and devotion something to Krishna instead of giving someone else, Krishna is pleased. Huh? In reciprocation, he will give also something. Eyathamam prapachyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. Isn't it? So in this world, can we able to enjoy? But can we get any enjoyment? How? By
serving
Krishna, making Krishna enjoy. We should make Krishna enjoyed. You should become enjoyed. Then you can, not in terms of enjoyment, but in terms of relishment, you can release that one. You can remember, yes, I was like this earlier in my days in spiritual world. You are relishing, you understand the point? But don't try to become enjoyer here. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Anything that we do, so even giving the class is not for name, fame, prestige. It's only to please Krishna. How I can please Krishna by delivering this lecture to you? Can anyone guess? How I can please Krishna by giving, yes, Mataji?
You are purifying so many souls, so Krishna is pleased.
That's okay, but that's not the full one.
You are working for cause of Krishna, not cause of Maya, taking people back to God.
So I am giving the knowledge of Krishna, the love of Krishna. If I do that one for my recognition, then Krishna is not happy. Please understand. If I expect anything from you, then Krishna is not happy. So Krishna will not going to give me his mercy, or is not going to empower me if I expect anything from you. You understand? I am also doing something. There is some purpose behind that one. If the purpose behind that one is I expect something from you, then Krishna has nothing to do for me. If I don't expect anything from you, then Krishna has the obligation to empower me. You understand? So whenever any leader or any preacher going to preach anywhere, please don't expect anything from them. Except they accept chanting of Hare Krishna, devotional service to Krishna. That only you should expect. Don't expect how much you are going to give me. I am coming all the way. Then Krishna is not going to empower you. Please, which is important for us? What the material things they are giving us is important, or what the spiritual potency what Krishna is giving us, which is important? So every preacher, without having any expectation, they should preach only to please Krishna as a duty. If you have any expectation, Krishna is not going to shower his mercy upon us. Please understand. If we expect something, it means that I want to enjoy. Huh? Isn't it? We are not accepting Krishna to enjoy this world. I want to abstract Krishna, you go, you don't enjoy, let me enjoy. Huh? That's correct, no? Huh? So we should become selfless. Selfless means enjoyed. Selfish means enjoyer. Please note down all these points. Why we are telling become selfless? Selfless means enjoyed. We are giving enjoyment to Krishna. Isn't it? So in all the ways we can see that any action, even if you do, the result is only for Krishna, not for us. But Krishna is not such a cruel person. He does not want to enjoy because he does not want anything. He's Atma Rama. So he will give us back to us. Who is the best exemplary to donate everything to Krishna? Bali Maharaj. He was actually hesitating in the beginning. He has given with the 2 foot of this Vamana, he conquered everything. And Bali Maharaj, Bhakta Prahlad also coming down because Bali is the grandson. And then Bali's wife is also telling Vamana, please forgive my husband. He doesn't know who you are. He's thinking that he is the only possessing all these things. But in fact, it's not the possessions of my husband. The wife is telling. Then only he's telling, yes, now I have something. These are not mine. Actually, now I am going to give mine to you. What all I have given till now is not at all mine. It is yours only. But really I understood now, what is mine? That thing I am going to give you. What is mine? My consciousness, my Atma. Atma Nivedana, Atma Samarpana. Isn't it? That's why Vamana is very, very happy. He just put his foot over his head. He went to Sutala planet. Atala Vitala Sutala. What all he gave, Krishna in turn gave more than that one. He expected to become like Indra, and what all Indra is possessing, even more than that one he gave here in Sutala planet. Not only more, that one, and the Bali has one more desire also. I should always remember you whenever I am going out and coming. For that also Krishna accepted, I will become your watchman standing near the door. Can anyone of our friend tell like this one? Isn't it? Krishna is the supreme enjoyer to make us supreme enjoyers. Actually, it's not enjoy, he wants us to enjoy. Isn't it? But we should understand, we should have that faith in Krishna. With real heart, even because this heart is not ours. Ours is only the soul, with our consciousness. If you do, try to please Krishna. Krishna is revealing us about himself. Otherwise we cannot understand Krishna. Only outwardly, all these foolish people, they enjoy the honey in a bottle which is closed. Outside the bottle they are looking at it. I am looking, enjoying honey like that one we are. Because of, we are influenced by Maya. We are not actually realized Krishna. Krishna has not realized, he has not revealed himself to us. So I cannot really enjoy. So the consciousness is very, very important. Ours is only the consciousness. Consciousness means the symptom of soul. Isn't it? So understanding that one, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. I am part and parcel of Krishna. My duty is to make Krishna enjoyed. I want to become enjoyed. Let him enjoy. I want to relish. As long as we try to please our family, maintain our family on our own, that is not possible. We have to get this one done by Krishna. Because we want to get all these things done by Krishna. Because, note down this point, it is better for all of us to get all the things, what all I want, that at all I want to get this done by Krishna, because Krishna is the only doer. I am not the doer. You must have answered this one in your last paper. I am not the doer, I am an instrument. Isn't it? Now you cannot answer. You wonder how Maya is attacking us? Isn't it? We are not the doer, we are only the instruments. Isn't it? So this way we should think that I am only the instrument. I want Krishna to pick up me. The instrument, no? The carpenter picks only particular. Tons of screwdrivers will be there. He takes only one. The one should be me. Like that we should pray Krishna. For the third step in the mission of Krishna, the first two is fulfilling the desires and giving the reactions. For that one, we don't want to the instrument. But only the third one, those who surrender to Krishna, Krishna is empowering, Krishna is helping them. In that helping hand we should be, that instrument. Isn't it? What is the difference between the first two and the last one? The first two, desiring and giving reactions, this is not the desire of Krishna, this is the desire of the people. For to fulfill the desire of people, I don't want to be the instrument in the hands of Krishna, but to fulfill the desire of Krishna, Krishna wants to help us. I surrender to Krishna, Krishna wants to empower me. So it is Krishna's desire. You understand? To fulfill the desire of Krishna, I want to be the instrument in his hands, not to fulfill the desire of the people. You understand the difference? But anyway, we are all the instruments in the hands of Krishna. Either this or that. But the best one is Krishna, to fulfill the desire of Krishna. It's okay? So now, we come to this end. If anybody has any doubt or any clarification required, please come. And then the question and answers also. Please, anything regarding this test papers, if you have any question, I want that one recorded, shooting also, so that we can upload. Anybody, they can understand this one. Only the questions pertaining to the paper, question papers, okay? So anyone has that question, Anuradha Mataji was asking, I stopped here at that time. So I want to have that answer now. You understand? So now you can ask the question what you have. You note down Ramayan, Mahabharat, then? Wait. You tell. Ramayan, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam already got Ramayan, Mahabharatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. In this one, which is the odd one? Odd means you cannot think that is the negative. Odd means. No, there is only one object has no similarity. That is the odd one. So what is the odd one? What is the real answer also? It is part of Bharatam, it's okay, but still we accept Bharatam as a scripture and Bhagavad Gita is also scripture. You understand? We accept even Bhagavad Gita as a scripture And Mahabharatam also scripture, as though this is the part of Mahabharata. So even the better answer? Why Bhagavad Gita is the odd in this one? Yes? That is main point. That's directly spoken by Krishna. Even this Ramayana, the Bhagavatam, which deals with this Bhagavad Gita, is also compiled by Vyasadevananda. Bhagavad Gita is compiled by, but it is spoken by Krishna. You understand?
But if we see the other uniqueness in that fourth thing, Bhagavatam, we can say it is Amala Puran. The other things are not Amala Puran. So if we choose that, then we can think of various ways to choose the
Lord. Yes, that's why I'm telling many, many answers can be given. But the best with what is dealt in the class, that one. That is Amala Purana, as per yours also, that's okay. Amala Puranam Bhagavatam. That is also okay. That you can also accept. Anyone has written that one answer? Bhagavatam, you understand? The explanation is very correct. That is Amala Puranam, rest and all. But how can you say that Srimad Bhagavad Gita is not Amala Puranam?
Because Bhagavatam is considered...
Please understand my question. How you can say that one Bhagavad Gita is Amala? Is not Amala? Amala is only Bhagavatam you are telling. Is there any Mala in Bhagavad Gita? Please tell me. The which is spoken by Krishna has any mala, then how can? You understand? Read twice, think thrice, write once. You understand the answer? Which is the correct answer? Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam? You are clear now? No? Still you have the doubt, sir? No? Krishna, even people, all the ordinary people, we prefer not Bhagavatam. We prefer only Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam is for topmost people. Those who understood the essence of Bhagavad Gita, those who understood Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for them only Bhagavatam. That is, Amala Puranam is very quite good. But why we are neglecting this Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita also Amala Puranam. That is not Puranam. You understand? Bhagavad Gita is not Puranam, it's not a history. It's the dialogues between, the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. So many ways we can do. That's why we have to think some more time. You understand? Now it's everything is clear?
Even the other odd one, no birth, no death. Eternity and ever young.
Ever young. Who is ever young?
Ever young means they don't become old.
Ever young. Who is ever young? No birth. No birth is common to everyone. No death common to everyone. Ever young is common to everyone. Except Krishna, no one else is in your youth position. No birth, death for ever young. You are not getting the answer. You are not understanding my point. I told no birth, no death, isn't it? Eternity, of course. No birth for younger, ever younger. Is similar to no birth and no death? You understand? So don't be in haste in giving the answers. Don't be haste. Think. Why Parameshwara gave me? It is not my idea. It is Krishna is giving me from the heart. Please understand. So by the mercy of Krishna only, I am also making you to understand thoroughly. Okay? So here I am telling that you please don't bother for your marks. Again and again I am repeating. But how much you are learning, even if you get zero mark, you are learning so many things, no? That's not good. Which is important? How much marks you are getting is important. How much I am learning is important. Which is important?
Learning.
Please, that's why I am telling, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to attempt the test paper. Even if you are wrong, that's good. At least you are learning the correct things. If you curb your false ego, you can correct your mistake and lead the life. If you have the false ego, then you may not correct that one. Isn't it? It's not nice. Marks are not important. Only to inspire others, we are asking how many people got 100%. That's only to give the inspiration. Huh? We are not giving any prize to them or not. Huh? Isn't it? Huh? Please understand. We want everyone to understand the subject matter thoroughly. Huh? Understand. If you are not asking this question, you just think, huh? Many people, they may not know, understand this point also clearly, isn't it? Huh? You got the wrong mark. Even the wrong mark is fetching benefit for the. That's why this is the spiritual thing. Huh? In spiritual, there is no loss. Huh? Losing the marks is also not losing the marks, but gaining the knowledge. Huh? Giving up the body is also not the loss, but getting the spiritual body. Huh? There is no loss in spiritual activity. You understand? Huh? Everyone is happy? So any questions? No, don't tell that I thought like that. Now you have to understand and think and tell me what is the thing. No. Spiritual also, Krishna is ever. You know that one, each gopi have the lifespan, that many days, even the days also, fraction of the days. That calculation is also there. Krishna, this many years, this many months, this many days. And for Radha also, for Lalita, for Vishakha. Afterwards, they don't grow up. Radharani born, as a baby only she was born. Isn't it? Krishna also born as a baby. They grow up, but after such age, a fraction of day, they don't grow beyond. You got the point? That's eternity. Huh? They don't grow. There is no death for them. There is no rebirth for them. They were born here only for the past. Pastime here in this material world. But for them, in Goloka Vrindavana, there is no birth and death. You understand? Krishna is not incarnation. Krishna is descending as he is. Avatara means they have some limitations. They cannot go beyond that limitation. But Krishna descended as the Supreme Person. That's why for Krishna there is no limitation. He can do anything and everything. That's why we're all very, very fortunate. In this particular Mahayuga, Krishna appeared as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So that's why even we are very nicely understanding the Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is not that much easy. Yes, you wanted to hear?
This Kali Mata is a Delhi Bharat. So there are some are offering the meat. So the believers are just giving it to the.
Back to Krishna.
So there is a
in this one, what you understood actually? What you understood actually?
Krishna is accepting whatever the Delhi Bharat is
giving to him. Why is he accepting? Why is not accepting directly? Why is accepting through the demigod? Tell me. So you have not understood the thing, subject matter properly. Krishna is fulfilling all the desires of all the people from time immemorial. The persons, they want to eat meat. Krishna cannot object because they want the particular, this desire is very, very strong. So, he cannot accept the meat. So, he is making that impossible also possible. Okay? That's not good even for the person who is eating. The person is none other than Krishna's part and parcel. Out of love, Krishna is allowing them to fulfill their own desires. That's why he created the demigod. Through the demigod you offer, you take at least something you are doing, some surrendering you are doing. You are not doing independently, isn't it? You are following some rules. That's why you are offering at least to Kali Mata. Isn't it? There is some little surrender. By observing this also, one time you are ascending actually. One day you are going to become a pure devotee. If you are not following the rules and regulations, you do whimsically, you are going to perish. You understand? So many people, they are not offering, they are eating just for their own satisfaction. They are eating only the sin. You understand? But that one Krishna cannot directly accept. You have the desire, you offer me the meat, he never told. Patram Pusma Balantoya. That's why he is creating his servants, different servants. Everyone is acting on the order of Krishna only. The doubt is clear? Someone here, they raise their hand? No?
In your free time, what do you think of? Past or future? Why?
Is there any free time for you? Is there any free time for you? It means what? You do not know how to engage yourself. Thinking power.
So,
who is thinking that why I am suffering? Is thinking power. He is the intelligent. Is there any free time? That's why I put past and future. You forget about past and future. At present, what you want to do? You want to do your devotional service. How best you can please Krishna? How best you can get purified? How best you can engage in the service of Krishna? Everything, this should be the best. How best I can please Krishna? How best I can get myself purified? How best I can serve others? How best I can serve Krishna? It's not simply how I can please Krishna. The best way. Best means the topmost. Not the least most. Isn't it? Now that gives the satisfactory answer. Okay? Yes. Somebody?
Boss gives money, salary. So they get the instantaneous pleasure. Because they get the salary.
You are very, very happy. I am very, very happy to get.
But for Krishna, one has to become a devotee, Bhaktiyama Abhijanadi. Then only he can realize that happiness.
Yes, yes.
So becoming devotee also, 15 years, 20 years, there's no time period.
Even fraction of second also you can.
So it is impossible. Because without his mercy we cannot become...
Impossible for you is not impossible for Krishna. If you want to become pure, it is very, very difficult. Even Bahunam Janmanamante. If you want Krishna to purify, it doesn't take even the fraction of second. What does it mean? If you want to Krishna to purify you, what do you mean by that one? You understand my statement?
Yes.
If you want Krishna to purify you, you should 100% surrender to Krishna instantaneously. You understand? Anything Krishna you say accept, anything that comes upon me, I accept as the mercy of yours. Karishye Vachanam Tava. Isn't it? Is the answer for your question? This is depending upon you. Arjuna wanted 700 slokas. Brahma, only one sloka. Isn't it? Parikshit Maharaj, 18,000 slokas. How many you want? Katvanga, he had only the fraction of second. How many years you are? You are intelligent? You are intelligent or you are obeyed, surrendered? You are intelligent or you are surrendered? Which one you are? Surrender never uses intelligence.
Surrender.
Which one you touched? Surrender means instantaneously. Knowledge means you can take so many births. That knowledge is not making you to surrender. Your knowledge is mere waste. Srama eva hi kevalam, to acquire that knowledge. What is the use of reading all those four Vedas if you are not understanding Krishna? You got the point? So think that for every action there is some purpose. If the purpose is not served, the action itself is mere waste. You understand? Yes. Anything else? Yes.
True or false, there was one. True or false?
True or false, yes.
The statement was, material world cannot be annihilated by anyone.
Material world, yeah.
Cannot be annihilated by anyone.
Yes. It's true or false?
Can be annihilated only by the Supreme Lord.
Why you are considering Supreme Lord in this test?
Because the answer is, correct answer is false.
What is the annihilated, can anyone annihilated or cannot annihilated?
Cannot
annihilated, yes. Okay, that's a good, this one. What you think, how you understand the statement? Material world cannot be annihilated by anyone.
The first part of the statement is true. Material world cannot be annihilated. If it can be annihilated, it can be annihilated only by the Supreme Lord. It cannot be annihilated by anyone.
Who is annihilating? Who is creating the material world? Who is creating? No.
Brahma, Durga.
Who is maintaining?
Vishnu.
Who is annihilating?
Shiva.
Anyone can annihilate? What is the question? Material world cannot be annihilated. Is correct or false? It can be annihilated by Shiva. You see, now only you are in the absence mind. I am telling that created by Brahma.
The next statement is by anyone it is
created. Yeah. Shiva is not like we people, he is a very special person. There is no second Shiva. Shiva Tattva is, there is no second Shiva Sattva also. Only one Shiva Tattva. Okay? Some people are actually telling, they are asking me over phone, Prabhuji, can you give some clue like that one, really? That's also okay. I'm not giving the correct answer, but I'm giving some clue. That's nothing wrong, that before answering that one, you want to clarify means, okay, you can call me and you can, I can give some clues also. But you cannot expect me the correct answer, okay? I can, like that also some people are doing, okay? But understanding the point is very, very important, please, That's very important than getting the marks. It's not the material test. Huh? So now Srinu Prabhu was waiting. As though the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, you are very fraction of Krishna. Krishna is the whole. So there is difference. You cannot consider yourself Krishna as though you are part and parcel of Krishna. There is difference. Qualitatively you may be okay. Quantitatively you are not equal to him. So there is the difference. We cannot think that there is no difference. Then you will become Mayavadi. Don't think yourself. Think through the knowledge of Krishna. Tadami buddhi yogantam enama upayati. There is not the knowledge to be used of yours. There is only the knowledge given by Krishna to be used. To reach Krishna. Okay? Yes, somebody?
there's a statement in this class, today's class, preachers don't expect anything.
Any material things like this one from others here.
Practically they need to be maintained.
Practically I do not want. You come to the point, practically do you are a preacher, you are expecting anything from anyone? Don't expect, that's okay. Why you are talking about others?
No, not this. Even if someone leave the job and then becomes a full-time preaching.
I am always telling you, it is creator, imaginary question or a real question. Please understand, don't imagine yourself somebody is acting like that. This is called the imaginary question. In imaginary question, talking about the imaginary thing has no value. You have to tell specifically case study. Say anything happened like that, then you talk. Imagine that if I fly, if I reach the top of the mountain, how it will be? This is the sense of asking that. You understand? Don't ask such things. Somebody were telling her?
Questions are becoming tougher and tougher with every passing exam. Sometimes there is one generic Q&A which I lose, or sometimes one true or false, or if everything is okay, odd man out.
But the truth is always truth. Truth never becomes false. False never becomes truth, isn't it? But understanding that one, there are some different levels. If you stop at the false level, and it may be true also. You stop, your thinking is insufficient. Okay? Such things don't bother. You bring out that one, we will discuss here. Okay? But don't feel shy also. What will my prestige if I ask such and silly questions? You should forget all those things. Okay? Yes? Okay? Everyone is okay? Like this one, anything also you can send me, even emails also I can reply for that one. Don't ask for the questions of this one. Okay? That's no good. I cannot give the answers also. Okay? So next class you are bringing that copies for people. Okay? Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much.